Some athletes learn about Special Olympics at school. Others get started with help from their hometown recreation departments. Training and competition is held in community centers, schools, colleges, and parks. Special Olympics and donations from other groups cover the costs. First, athletes must choose the sport in which they will compete. Then, they train to prepare for the games. The training period has to be at least 8 weeks. During that time, athletes work at getting in shape. They also learn the basic skills of the sport they have chosen. Volunteer coaches help the athletes prepare. Caption: Not all medal winners at local games enter national or world events. Names are sometimes pulled out of a hat to decide which athletes will advance. Special Olympics counts on volunteers. Special Olympics would not be able to help millions of athletes without volunteers. More than 700,000 people give their time to Special Olympics. Some volunteers serve as coaches. Some take care of paperwork in offices. Doctors pitch in to help injured athletes. Others keep score. Most coaches know quite a bit about at least one sport, such as diving or golf. Even so, coaches must be specially trained before they go to work. They must complete an approved course and spend time with Special Olympics athletes. Caption: Professional tennis player Leighton Hewitt volunteers his help at Special Olympics. Special Olympics is always looking for new people willing to help.